Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are not going to do that without confrontational tactics. Not necessarily violence, but confrontational tactics. We are not associated with the other rally, Nate's rally, because we believe that rally, using anti-Trump sentiment as a way of Democratic politicians who use anti-Trump sentiment as a way of bolstering their electoral campaign, and also explicitly ban anti-fascists from their events, like, are basically engaging in a very ineffective tactic. Like, we are not going to defeat right-wing extremism in this country if we, you know, have sort of these, police-approved, like, rallies that are run by the Democratic Party and explicitly disallow Antifa and more confrontational groups from participating. There are people in this country, particularly the most marginalized among us, who are directly affected by the violence that Trump is instigating. And we need to stop that violence. We need to stop. We need to close the camps. We need to stop the slide of this country into fascism in any way that we can. And I don't think holding signs for a Democratic politician in a rally where confrontational tactics are sort of explicitly banned is a way to do that.
How do you think this has gone so far today?
I think it's gone pretty well. Honestly, our goal here was simply to make our presence known. These people, they want to erase us. They want to erase many of the people in this group. Some of them are people of color. Some of them are trans or LGBTQ people. And the entirety of Trump's political agenda is based upon erasing us and pretending we don't exist. So standing here with our allies and confronting them directly is a way of reminding them that we are still here, we are angry, and we will not go away.
Would you describe this as peaceful?
I mean, peaceful can mean a lot of things. There's no overt violence right now. We want to avoid that because there are many people who are, like, very marginalized who have been beaten up by reactionaries and bigots before. We're not looking for that. But I think there's a difference between overt violence and confrontation. And all we're doing is we're trying to be confrontational.
Just so I can understand the context, it's okay to be confrontational so long as it doesn't escalate to violence. Is that kind of the MO that you want to get out there?
I believe that in this context, we live in an inherently violent society. Violence can mean many, many different things. In this context, violence doesn't make sense. Violence makes sense in terms of self-defense, for example. Like if someone from that rally were to start a fight with me, I would fight back because I need to defend myself. Strategically, it's not a very good idea. There are more of us than there are of them, and we're not looking to start fights just to, like, prove something. What we're trying to do is be as confrontational as we can to effectively drive these people out of the park, which is our right. They do not, as far as I understand, have a permit. I've gotten that impression from other people. So we have just as much of a right to be here as they do. And if they're going to assemble, we have the right to assemble in this park as well.
Can I get your name?
My name is Bridget Daria O'Neill.
Okay. And Bridget, what group are you with?
I am not directly affiliated with any group in the context of this protest. I do political work with many groups, but there's not a single group that organized this.
Activist?
I would say radical leftist and anti-fascist activists.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.